What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to Quick Tip Friday on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I just sounded like a game show host, I think. Quick Tip Friday, my friends. With these Quick Tip episodes, I share a tip or strategy that will help you reach and help more people with your business, have a bigger impact, and as a result, make more sales and grow your business. And oftentimes, these tips will be related to Facebook or Instagram ads, maybe general online marketing tips, or just general growing your business strategies that you can go and immediately implement in your business, because that's what I want for you with these episodes. If something that's very actionable that you can go and do in your business right away, or inspirational, right? That is going to allow you to move forward in your business, which is what we're going to be talking about here today, because I want to share with you a conversation that I had recently at the Kajabi conference, at the Kajabi summit, with a school teacher who was there. So Kajabi had an in-person conference here in, well, not here because it's north of me, up in Orange County. And I spoke on a panel. So I was up there on the final day of the conference. And after the panel, we were out in the lobby. My fellow panelists and I were out in the lobby, and some people came up to us to chat and so forth. And one of those people was a school teacher. And she came up and she was actually waiting to talk to Casey Morris, who has been on the podcast before. She's one of my students, and she was actually on the panel. She absolutely was on the panel with us as well. And she was standing next to me, and people were chatting with her. And this teacher comes up waiting to chat with her. And she looks at me and she says, "Well, I guess I'll talk to you while I'm waiting." I was like, "Okay, cool, let's do it." And so, as it turns out, so she's a school teacher and she's starting her business on the side, and she wants to help other teachers how to better take care of themselves, and basically how to, you know, have better self-care, because she knows that there is a perception by most teachers that self-care is both expensive and time consuming. And teachers, you know, it's not like teachers just work from, like, you know, 7 to 2 and then they're all done. Like, they're there all day long. And so they're working like 60 hour weeks. And man, I remember before I moved out to the West Coast. So back in 2005, I was back in New Hampshire for a couple months, and I decided to substitute teach. Holy cow. I've never been more exhausted at the end of a day than after I substitute taught. I was substitute teaching, like, I want to say like third, fourth, and fifth grade or something like that. Or maybe it was like fourth, fifth, and sixth. I don't know. No, it was like fourth and fifth grade. Holy cow. It was like the hardest thing I've ever done. But anyway, teachers work a lot, right? And I have a special place in my heart for teachers because my younger sister is a teacher. She's a Spanish teacher in New Hampshire, and she teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grade Spanish. And she's been doing it now for, she's like 21 years now. So anyway, teachers need to have self-care for themselves because they're working so hard, right? And as she was telling me, as this person was telling me, you know, there's a perception by most teachers, again, that self-care is expensive and time-consuming. But she knows there are so many amazing things that you can do for yourself that don't cost money and don't take a lot of time and have huge benefits in the process. And she's got case studies of how she's helped all these other teachers and so forth, and how she's done it herself. And so she proceeded to tell me, though, she's like, but I don't really have a business yet. And I said, okay, do you have a, you know, do you have some sort of, are you putting out content in any way, podcasts, videos, blog or whatever? And she's like, yeah, I have a blog. And I was like, okay, cool. Do, you know, does anybody read it? And she's like, oh yeah, I get about 4,000 monthly visitors. And my the expression on my face just changed. I was like, 4,000? And she goes, but wait, that's only for 2 months now. I've only been doing this for 2 months. And I'm like, oh my God, 2 months and you're already getting 4,000 monthly visitors to your site? And she's like, oh, is that good? I was like, yeah, that's really good, especially after only 2 months. And I said, where does your traffic come from? And she's like, I get all of my traffic from Pinterest. And I'm like, awesome, it's free traffic coming over from Pinterest. And she goes, but I don't have an email list yet. And I'm like, okay, well, now you know to start an email list and start getting those 4,000 monthly visitors onto your email list. And so then I said, well, how are you helping your teachers, your ideal customers here? And she said, well, you know, I really want to do a course, but I'm afraid to create the course and put myself out there. And so this is something I hear all the time from students and just online entrepreneurs in general. And so I asked her this question: what happens to her ideal customer avatar? Let's just say Joni, who is working 60 hours a week as a school teacher. She also has family duties at home, and she's not taking care of herself because she thinks it's too time consuming and too expensive, right? Like, what happens to Joni in 2, 3, maybe 5 years? And she immediately said, well, her health is going to be affected. And I was like, absolutely, it's going to be affected. I mean, Joni could wind up in the hospital if she doesn't start taking care of herself, from burnout and whatever kind of health complications that, you know, the stress and not taking care of yourself can result in. And I said to her, I said, that's where you come in. You can teach Joni, you can teach your ideal customers, the teachers, how to take care of themselves without spending a lot of money, right? By not having to, you know, spend a lot of time to do this. And I said to her, I said, by your not putting your work out into the world, you're doing a massive disservice to Joni and to everyone else like Joni who desperately needs your help. You can literally keep Joni from all the health complications and, you know, going into the hospital down the road, right? And I was painting this like very, obviously, like this stark picture. But when I said this to her, you could see that light bulb went off for her. And she hadn't quite thought of her business in that way. And so it was almost like she needed permission to get her stuff out there. Thinking about it from the perspective of, look, we all have fears of putting ourselves out there. And I say putting ourselves out there, meaning that could mean putting our course out there. That could mean putting our membership out there. That could mean putting our, you know, our podcast out there, our videos, our blog posts, whatever it might be, our Instagram post. But by us hiding behind that fear, our target audience, the people that we want to be helping, are not getting the help that we are uniquely able to provide to them. And we're doing them a massive disservice, right? So I want to ask you, what kinds of things are holding you back in your business out of fear? When if you could just get your stuff out there, and again, stuff could mean your course, your podcast, your videos, whatever it might be. When if you could just get your stuff out there, not only will you be able to help and impact people on a grander scale, right? But your business is going to grow as a result. Because the more people that we can help, the bigger problems that we can solve for them, your business is going to grow as a result. And I talked about this a couple of quick tip episodes, talking about your why you do what you do in your business, okay? So for the sake of the people that you are wanting to help, and of course, your business, get your stuff out there. You have my permission. You don't need my permission, but I'm giving you my permission. Get your stuff out there and help the people that you are here to help with your business. You're going to impact their lives and your business. And as a result, your life is going to change as well. Okay. Also, if you are an online expert AKA you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a course creator, consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, membership programs, etc. And you're looking to grow your email list by reaching more of your target audience, just like we're talking about today, having a bigger impact, helping more people, and in the process, selling more of your programs or services, just like we've been talking about today. And maybe you're feeling overwhelmed and intimidated when it comes to getting Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business. Not to mention you're afraid of flushing money down the toilet. I hear from people all the time that this is the case. Well, if this is you, then I want to invite you to my webinar training. It's called How to Create a Winning Facebook and Instagram Ads Campaign Without Wasting Time, Getting Overwhelmed, or Breaking the Bank. Okay, you can sign up for this free training at rickmulready.com/training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/training. Among other things on this training, you're going to learn my time and sanity saving Facebook and Instagram ad system that all online experts need to know in order to grow their ad campaigns and as a result of their business. You're also going to learn my three-phase framework for getting awesome ROI in less time because, after all, time is money, right? And also, I break down the common mistakes that most people are making with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. Those things and a lot more in this training. I love being able to help you remove all that overwhelm and fear when it comes to creating winning Facebook and Instagram ad campaigns so that you can have a bigger impact while expanding your audience, attracting more attention, growing your email list, and in the process, making more sales in your business. So again, the link to sign up for this training is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was really, really helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I very much appreciate you, and I'll see you right back here in the next episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.